KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, the Girls State Volleyball Championships will get underway today up in Cedar Rapids. 5A and 4A state quarterfinals set for today. In 5A action, they'll get the day started. The top bracket has a noon match as Cedar Falls, the top seed, faces off against 8th-seeded Waukee at 2 o'clock in the top bracket. Number 4 seed Cedar Rapids Jefferson faces 5th-seeded Linmar. In the bottom bracket at noon today, 2nd-seeded Ankeny Centennial will face 7th-seeded Dowling Catholic. 3rd-seed West Des Moines Valley will face 6th-seeded Ankeny at 2 o'clock. Also in Class 4A, state quarterfinals this evening at 4 o'clock in the top bracket, top seed Sergeant Bluff Luton will face 8th-seeded West Delaware, while number 4-seeded Dubuque Wallert will face 5th-seeded Independence. In the bottom half of the bracket, at 4 o'clock this afternoon, number 2-seed Cedar Rapids Xavier faces 7th-seeded Pella, and that'll be followed at 6 o'clock by 3rd-seeded Dallas Center Grimes battling number 6-seed Bondurant Farrar, those winners advancing to the semifinals in the tourney later this week. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell doesn't want to discuss the Cyclones' chances to qualify for the Big 12 championship game. A four-game win streak has put the Cyclones in the thick of the chase, and they hope to stay there this week when they host Baylor.
You know, it's something probably I haven't put much, if any, thought into, just because I think the thing that's been fascinating about this team, and, you know, it's not only made us, but it's our coaches, but also our players, is, you know, just focusing on the present.
Campbell says the best approach is to focus only on this game.
We put ourselves in a unique position early in the season where, you know, we didn't get off to the start we wanted to, and, you know, I think if we would have looked ahead, you know, probably a lot of guys would have quit or bailed, and, you know, we didn't. And now, you know, being able to kind of turn things around a little bit and start to have some success, I think it's the same situation.
Well, freshman quarterback Brock Purdy was named the Big 12's co-newcomer of the week Monday by the league's office. That marked the third time in the last four games Purdy has won or shared the award. He helped the Cyclones to a 27-3 win over Kansas Saturday, throwing for 263 yards and 3 touchdowns, completing 16 of 23 passes and rushing for 27 yards. Purdy connected with wide receiver Hakeem Butler on a pair of bombs in the first quarter to give the Cyclones a 14-0 lead. He hit Butler on scoring strikes of 83 yards, tying for the fifth longest pass play in school history, and 51 yards. Purdy has accounted for 13 of ISU's 18 touchdowns in their four-game winning streak. Junior wide receiver Hakeem Butler has been added to the Biletnikoff Award watch list, announced Monday by the Tallahassee Quarterback Club Foundation. A native of Baltimore, Butler has been a human highlight reel, leading the nation in yards per reception at 24. That award is given annually to the nation's best receiver, regardless of position. They'll trim that list down to 10 semifinalists on November 12th. Butler's big play ability has been on full display this season, recording 9 of ISU's 11 longest plays with 8 receptions of 40 yards or longer. Well, the Tennessee Titans were able to end a 3-game losing streak by handing Dallas its first home loss of the season. Marcus Mariota threw for 2 touchdowns and ran for another score as the Titans beat the Cowboys 28-14 near Dallas last night. Mariota was 21 of 29 for 240 yards. He did fumble on each of Tennessee's first 2 possessions. Ezekiel Elliott finished with 61 yards for the Cowboys as they fall to 3-5 now on the season. The Titans improved to 4-4 with that victory. Elsewhere around the NFL, the Washington Redskins have a 1-game lead in the NFC East, but they'll finish the season without 3 major pieces to their offense. Starting guards Brandon Scherff and Sean LaVau are done for the year, as is wide receiver Paul Richardson. Scherff tore a pectoral muscle, LaVau tore a knee ligament, and Richardson has a bad shoulder. All 3 are scheduled for surgery. In addition, Pro Bowl left tackle Trent Williams is expected to miss another 2 or 3 games after having an operation on his right thumb. Broncos general manager John Elway says he's going to stay the course with head coach Vance Joseph despite his 8-17 record since taking over after the 2016 season. Elway told Broncos broadcasting partner Orange and Blue 760 that he's encouraged by the team's improvement, although the 3-6 record is identical to last year's mark after 9 games. They've hung tough with some of the league's top teams, losing by a combined 16 points to the Texans, the Rams, and the Chiefs twice. Jaguars running back Leonard Fournette practiced for the first time in more than a month as he comes back from a strained hamstring. He worked with the first team offense and looked like he might be fully healthy for the first time since the season opener. Bills rookie quarterback Josh Allen has resumed practicing for the first time since spraining his right throwing elbow, though coach Sean McDermott says it's too early to determine whether he can play against the Jets this weekend. Iowa State opens up the new basketball season tonight by hosting Alabama State. Injuries will leave the Cyclones thin in the front court, and Coach Steve Prohm is hoping to see some progress on defense.
You just got to continue to, you know, just the core principles of positioning, being in the right place. And that, whether that's in the gap, whether that's in help side, but just continue to grow in our position. I think that's number one, because if we're going to play small at times, we've got to be really good defensively.
On offense, Prohm wants to see improvement with the ball movement and spacing.
Playing four guards a lot at times, you can get stagnant if you're not moving and cutting the ball. And so that's not something I think that's going to be perfect early. That's something you got to work through. But we've showed really good moments.
Speaking of Iowa State basketball, sophomore guard Lindell Wigginton has been announced as one of 50 players to watch for the 2019 Citizen Naismith Trophy Men's Player of the Year honor. Wigginton is the Big 12's top returning scorer after averaging 16.7 points a game as a freshman. He joined Kevin Durant as the only freshman in the Big 12 history to average 16 points while making 65 three-pointers at a 40% clip. Wigginton, preseason All-Big 12 selection, scored 20-plus points in 13 games, including the final four games of the season. That game tonight between the Cyclones and Alabama State up at Hilton, 7 o'clock tip time this evening. Well, the Baseball Writers Association of America has announced its finalists for this year's individual awards. Boston outfielder Mookie Betts, the LA Angels outfielder Mike Trout, and Cleveland's Jose Ramirez are the finalists for the American League Most Valuable Player. Milwaukee outfielder Christian Yelich, Colorado third baseman Nolan Arenado, and Chicago Cubs infielder Javier Baez are up for the National League's top honor. The Cy Young Award finalists are Tampa Bay lefty Blake Snell, Indians ace Corey Kluber, and Houston right-hander Justin Verlander on the American League side. New York Mets ace Jason DeGrom, Washington's Max Scherzer, and Philadelphia's Aaron Nola are the finalists in the National League. Angels DH Shohei Ohtani will be battling Yankees outfielder Gleyber Torres and Miguel Andujar for AL Rookie of the Year. Dodgers pitcher Walker Buehler, Braves outfielder Ronald Acuna Jr., and Washington outfielder Juan Soto are the rookie finalists in the National League. The three finalists for AL Manager of the Year are Tampa Bay's Kevin Cash, Oakland's Bob Melvin, and Alex Cora from the World Series champion Boston Red Sox. Colorado's Bud Black, Milwaukee's Craig Council, and Atlanta's Brian Snitker are the National League finalists. Those winners will be announced next week, beginning with the Rookies of the Year on Monday. Well, Spencer Lee is only a sophomore, but Coach Tom Brand says he already has become an ambassador for the Iowa wrestling program. Lee lived up to expectations a year ago by winning an NCAA title as a freshman, and he'll be heavily favored to duplicate that feat at 125 pounds.
And Spencer Lee led all champions with the most points scored in that tournament. It's a testament to how he trains, his mindset, and when he puts out his shoulders for this team.
The Hawkeyes open up their season ranked third, and the team to beat remains top-ranked and defending national champion Penn State.
The challenge is great. They try to win a national title by as large a margin as possible every year. We try to do the same. We've fell on the short end of that stick. You got to do a better job when it comes to being 2, 3, or 4. 2, 3, or 4 is easy. 1, that's tough.
Brand says several newcomers will be counted on to boost their depth.
It's going to take 10 weight classes to win a national title, and that's where the message may get a little stale here. And we haven't had 10 weight classes. We got some new faces. We have 4 returning All-Americans. That means 6 weight classes are up for grabs.
The Hawkeyes travel to Kent State this weekend, and they'll open up with a duel against Cal State Bakersfield on Friday. And the attorney representing over 400 youth basketball players sexually exploited by their coach says the Iowa Barnstormers Basketball Organization and the Amateur Athletic Union failed to protect the young athletes. Last month, former Iowa Barnstormers basketball coach Greg Steven pleaded guilty to secretly filming or soliciting nude images from about 400 boys over a 12-year period. Attorney Guy Cook says he wants this to be a wake-up call for youth sports organizations.
And the point of this lawsuit is that there are very specific protocols that can be taken to minimize and, if not, eliminate this risk, which were not done.
According to Cook, the class action lawsuit filed in Johnson County District Court could result in damages exceeding $10 million. Cook said there are steps youth sports groups can take to prevent abuse, but these organizations didn't enforce any of those guidelines. For example, the AAU handbook states coaches shall not share a hotel room with athletes.
And had this code provision been followed, enforced, and subject to the provisions within the Barnstormers Basketball of Iowa operation, none of this would have happened. Utter failure. by Barnes-Summer Basketball of Iowa and the AAU.
Cook is calling on other victims to join the lawsuit to help prevent future abuse in youth sports. Greg Steven, Barnstormers Basketball of Iowa, and the AAU are named in the lawsuit, but more defendants may be added. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.